Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show, and we're going to go through some of the key games coming up this week in the ACC as far as basketball is concerned. But Frank's men's tennis team has a big match tomorrow, and the football team made an announcement schedule-wise. So, Frank, you want to bring everybody up to date with that?
All right, the Olympic Sports Report. UVA tennis will be hosting the Bruins of UCLA, and this is a serious tennis match at Boar's Head. Good music. I like that. Hey, we're not going off the air just yet. Wahoo Tennis, number one in the nation, by the way, number one UVA, versus the Bruins at Boar's Head tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. If you are anywhere near Charlottesville and you like tennis, that's going to be a rocking atmosphere.
Well, if you're there, you could. It starts at 6, so you could go watch some of the tennis in advance of the 8 o'clock basketball game
if you wanted to. And then we're not far away from the beginning of lacrosse season. UVA men's lacrosse program kicks off Dom Starsh's 24th season when they play Loyola of Maryland, 1 o'clock, this coming Saturday, February 13th, and that is a serious lacrosse game to start the season. All right, how about football news? Football news, besides the 20 signees last Wednesday, and I know Bronco Mendenhall is breathing a sigh of relief. He just needs some more linemen. Big announcement today, UVA and Old Dominion University announced that they'll play a three-game series, two games in Charlottesville and one in Norfolk. The first game will be played November 17th, 2018 in Charlottesville. Then 2 years later, they'll play on the 21st of November down there in Norfolk. And then on September 17th, more of a early season game, in Charlottesville in 2022, which is hard to say. 2022.
Speaking of hard to say, Duke entertains the team from Terry's hometown tonight.
That's Louisville.
How do you break that one down? I think Duke is like a 2 or 3 point favorite because they're playing at home.
Terry, do the phonetics for me.
Louisville. I think Louisville wins that game and puts Duke in a bind, which wouldn't bode well for us on Saturday at 4?
4:30.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I think the game in Cameron tonight is going to be a heck of a basketball game. And another game that is going to probably be close is Notre Dame playing at Clemson. Both of those teams are 7-4 in league play, so yep. Big game for both of them.
Separation opportunity for the winner of that game to move up in the league.
You know, this is such a topsy-turvy season, and we must add at this point that the University of Louisville self-sanctioned themselves. They will not be competing in the ACC tournament, nor will they be competing in the NCAA tournament. Not unprecedented for this sort of thing to happen, but very unusual in the ACC. But I have to tip my hat to the administration of Louisville for doing this. I think Rick Pitino is pretty angry about this. But you know what, Rick? You're responsible for your team. And when your assistant coaches are bringing in strippers and everything else, and they're performing things behind closed doors, that's really sleazy behavior. And I'm very surprised that that happened at the University of Louisville. And I'm pretty certain Rick Pitino might very well get suspended or lose his job once the season is over because, you know, a head coach just can't have that kind of thing happening. Terry, what do you think?
Well, he's had, he's used up several of his nine lives there, but you wonder why he didn't get suspended because a lot of those kids on that team had nothing to do with the transgressions or the accusations. I'm sure that Louisville's done their investigative work, but they're trying to head off the NCAA. But Syracuse coach, he had to sit out nine games this year. So
yeah,
why
Jim
did
Boeheim and
why punish the kids? Because the two transfers, Lewis and Lee from Drexel and Cleveland State, they're
and,
fifth year.
What was the old game show? The $64,000 question is when something comes down on North Carolina because. They're not doing any self-sanctioning down there. But anyway, I'm sure Rick Pitino's unhappy because, I mean, he's got a top 10, if not a top 15 team. And this year, things are so wide open, who knows who's going to advance in the tournament. So
all you have to do is look at ACC standings right now. And right now, North Carolina and Louisville are 8-2 in the conference. Virginia is 8-3. Miami Notre Dame, Clemson all have 7 wins, and then there's a pack of teams with 6. You know, I don't know Louisville's entire schedule right. I don't have it right in front of me.
This is a big week for them because they play Duke tonight at Duke, and they play at Notre Dame on Saturday.
If they drop both, then this is a moot point.
But if they win both,
then boy, oh boy,
then they would be in a commanding position given the rest of their schedule.
And there won't be any more whiteout nights at Louisville games coming up. But
I think they should have suspended him for 9 games and added on one more game for a fashion statement after that jacket he was wearing two Saturdays ago.
Who wants to wear the Colonel Sanders white coat thing with the white pants? I mean, I thought he was trying out for Saturday Night Fever or something, didn't you? I mean, that was a crazy...
They did stop the game one time and ask him to get back in the coach's box. You don't see that too often. Now, he prances all over the sidelines, and you know he's coaching because he does the hand gestures and he goes up and down, and you know, every game that they win, he takes credit for, and every loss they have, he blames his players. So, you know, never mind.
Listen, he's not a good guy, and he had that situation a couple of years ago where the waitress.
That's all. Let's keep.
Well, we don't want to go there, nevertheless, I mean, the level of competition in the ACC as we look, you know, you look. I mean, Pitt plays at Miami tomorrow night. That's another big game. Thursday night, Florida State at Syracuse. So that's a very good game.
You know,
I'd say 8 p.m. tomorrow night's a big game.
We talked about Louisville at Notre Dame on Saturday, and then Virginia Duke Saturday. The interesting thing: Virginia has not won at Cameron since 1995. Could this be the year?
I think they'd have a lot more going for them had they take care of business tomorrow night. And that game for Tech, that puts them at 6-6 in the league, correct?
If they were to win.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. That puts them 6-6 in the first week in February. That's a big, big, big jump from last year.
Yeah, big jump from last year. The challenge for Tech is they have at Virginia, and then their next game is at Miami. So those are two games that they'll be certainly underdogs.
They'd love to have at least one of those, and if you take care of it on Tuesday, you don't have to worry about Miami. Right?
However, if they lose and they're not going to be favored either game, Terry, they'll be 5-8 after this week.
Was Denver favored yesterday?
They'd be 5-8, and their next game after that is Florida State, which a team that's really surging at the moment with those two freshman kids.
Buzzsaw Williams is no Peyton Manning. Sorry, there's no happy story there. But the Hokies are 13-11 overall this season, and they've shown at times that they can play a little basketball. And other times I've seen games where they look like they just want to kick the ball all over the gym like a football. So, Virginia plays their game, they win. If Virginia plays like they're capable of, they win. If Virginia plays like they've been playing, they win going away.
Well, they just need to play with focus and intensity tomorrow night. Hopefully the rivalry game and the opportunity that's in front of Virginia. Virginia all of a sudden has a great opportunity. And, I mean, you talk about accomplishments. 16-2 the last 2 years is something unbelievable, but if somehow they could finish first or tied for first this year, it would be one heck of an accomplishment,
particularly after the way
they started.
What a run that would be. All right, guys, we've got about 45 seconds. Your thoughts on the game. What's the score? Terry, you love to say the first team that gets to what wins the game?
66.
All right.
Well, I would say Virginia lost 70-68, so I think they may score 68 points, but tomorrow night Tech will only have 53.
All right. I think Tech is going to have a hard time scoring tomorrow night. You're going to see the clampdown defense that Virginia is famous for. All right, we've got about 20 seconds to go. Big week in the ACC. Will North Carolina rebound after two tough losses? Will Duke's defense reappear? That's been missing in action.
Well, I think a great game tonight. If Virginia gets beyond Virginia Tech, Duke game Saturday.
Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talking at FoxSportsRichmond.com.